Just for that, Dennis, I accept the challenge. Oh, man. Really, I really don't want to be long-winded tonight. And I talked about it this morning, but I want to talk about it again tonight because I really truly believe that if the church in America needs anything, it's prayer. It's prayer and it's commitment. And there needs to come something of tenacity from God's people if we want to see the hand of God really move. Do you know what tenacity is, by the way? Tenacity is like giving a T-bone steak to a pit bull and then trying to take it away from him. That's tenacity. That's being tenacious. Yeah, the stork and the frog. That's a great illustration also. But I want to talk to you a little bit tonight. I'm not really well versed in reality on fasting, but I know a little bit about fasting. I know that fasting is way more than just not eating food. Fasting is way more than just not eating food. In Matthew chapter 5, in the Beatitudes in verse 6, it says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." And most often when we think about that verse of Scripture, we really think about it in the terms of food and drink. But what it's really talking about is having a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. And when we learn how to hunger and thirst for righteousness, truly we'll be satisfied. That's what the word filled means there. We'll become satisfied with what God's doing. So fasting, what it's not is, it's not merely going without food for a period of time. That's really just dieting. Amen? And people have made millions and millions and millions of dollars on telling people and showing people that we've got the ultimate diet plan. And America is still obese, by and large. Because the diets don't really work. But biblical fasting is refraining from food for a spiritual purpose. So what is our purpose tonight as we look to 2024? And again, I just want to challenge you, if you can do it, to start off 2024 by fasting for 21 days. If you can't do 21 days, do 10 days. If you can't do 10 days, do 5 days. If you can't do 5 days, do 1 day. If you can't do 1 day, do a meal. Do something. Sacrifice something. Bring your flesh under control. Make your flesh line up with the spirit instead of trying to make our spirits line up with our flesh. It won't work. It will not work. So fasting really is refraining from food for a spiritual purpose. Fasting has always been a normal part of a relationship with God. But for some reason in the 21st century church, even in the 20th century church, for much of it that I was a part of, fasting was some little tag that got put on. I mean, it wasn't a common thing, but it really is. It really ought to be a common thing. Giving ought to be a common thing in the family of God, to be a giver. Is this working? Just checking. So when we eliminate food from our diet for a number of days, our spirit becomes uncluttered by the things of the world and amazingly sensitive to the things of God. Now, I promise you that if tonight is your last night for eating for 21 days, for eating just anything, by the way, because on a Daniel fast, you can eat. You can eat all the fruits and vegetables that you want. You really can. You can eat beans. There's all kinds of things that you can eat on a Daniel fast, but there's some things you can't have. You can't have sugar. Stay out of it. I got a problem. But I've got to bring my problem under control because you said it right. You can't have caffeine. Yeah, laugh. Laugh it up. Yuck it up, pal. You cannot have caffeine. You can't have caffeinated beverage. You can't drink coffee. I know it's getting ugly. But here's the problem. Do we want to be serious about the things of God, or do we just want to keep monkeying around with what we've been getting? Listen, I think a service like this morning ought to be on the lower end of the scale of what God's doing on a given Sunday morning. And this morning was a fantastic service. But I believe when we begin to pray and fast and seek God, what happened this morning was just going to be normal. You can't have soda pop. You can't have meat. You can't have meat. I don't think you can have eggs. You can't have fish. Fruit and vegetables is what you can have. Yes, sir. Can you have what? Salt? Yeah, I think you can. Yes, you can have legumes. But you have to be careful because so many of the nuts, you have to read on the back of it because they're loaded with sugar. So you got to be careful. I don't want to be religious about this, but I want us to be real about it. And you can just get on Google or whatever and type in Daniel fast and you will be inundated with different diet recipes and all these other kinds of things that you can use. But I'm telling you, if you want to be serious, you can't even have milk. Can't have dairy. Can't have you can't have ice cream, Tommy. Can't have ice cream. I love ice cream. It's Tommy. He said it stunts your growth. I had to call him this morning after the message and ask him if he still loved me. He said he did. He said I could use him anytime I want. You better load up, sister. So, when we eliminate food from our diet for a number of days, again, it begins to unclutter our spirit and the things of God. I don't know about the rest of you, but I really want for the things of God to become clear. And I want to become sensitive to the things of God. I don't want to just take for granted that God's in the place. I want to be sensitive. In Psalm chapter 42 and verse 7, it talks about deep calling to deep. And when you begin to pray and when you begin to fast and you begin to shut your flesh down and let your spirit rise up, you'll begin to hear things from God. David was fasting and his hunger and his thirst for God was greater than his hunger and his thirst for natural food. I mean, that's the plan. That's the object. But we're so caffeinated. When I talk about you can't have coffee, man, 90% of us just shut down. Oh, Lord Jesus. Because we're addicted to caffeine. You'll probably get a headache. Guess what? It'll go away. See, we have to make up our mind, are we going to do it or not do it? Right? I mean, because it's like when I quit chewing Copenhagen, I thought, well, maybe I could just chew some mint snuff. It's not really tobacco. It's not got nicotine in it, but you can't look at it and tell any difference. So we got to flee those things. We got to make up our, and again, it's on you. If you want to drink coffee in the morning, that's fine. That's up to you. I'm not telling you, you know, that you can't. I'm just telling you, if you want to follow the Daniel fast, these are what you have to do. Fasting is a secret source of power that is overlooked by most of the church today. Fasting is a secret source of power that is overlooked. We wonder why the church isn't got power like it had in days of old. Fasting was a regular part of what they did all the time. Fasting is not, in my opinion, a regular part of what the church does today in 2023. But if we want to see a move of God, I believe we have to get back to those basic principles. Jesus said, when you give and when you pray and when you fast. Those are the three things that he talked about in Matthew chapter 6. When you give, when you pray, and when you fast. Those three things should go together. They ought to be a normal part of the Christian life. So what's really being said here is that as much attention should be given to fasting as is given to praying and is given to giving. It ought to be a regular part of our spiritual life. I'm pretty sure that if I fasted on a regular basis, I wouldn't look like I look today. I'm just saying. I'm not pointing fingers, I'm just using me. Chances are, church, we're missing out on our greatest breakthroughs simply because we refuse to fast. Simply because we refuse to bring our flesh under control. Amen? So I want to challenge you tonight. That I just wanted to lay that out. There's some ground rules, and it's a 21-day fast. And again, if you can't do that, do what you can. But I want people, if you're challenged, people will oftentimes step up to the challenge. If they go unchallenged, how many of you know they're not ever really going to step up? Hello. Yes, sir. You're just agreeing? Amen. Well, in the worst way, I just want to see a show of hands, but I'm not going to do that to you. You know why? Because I really, really, really want it to just be between you and God. Yeah, the Bible says, wash your face. Put on some, they used oils and those kinds of things. If we're fasting, we ought to not be walking to one another and saying, well, I'll tell you what, that preacher's trying to kill me. He won't let me eat nothing. You know, grumbling and complaining. I'm like, Larry, I'm stuck. You got a T-bone steak in your pocket there? A candy bar. I found a Snickers bar in my pocket the other day. Yeah. Listen, I want to pray. And then we're going to watch the movie, and during the movie, people are going to be able to go over and get some finger foods, I think, and those kind of things. I just really want to keep it really low key here tonight, but I want to challenge you. I know I've already challenged you, but I want to keep challenging you to really pray. If you're just going to go without food, you're just going to be hungry. But if you go without food, if you determine, God, I'm going to pray and I'm going to fast and I'm going to seek your face, I think we need to expect to see God do some really great things. Amen. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your people, Lord, that aren't afraid to take on a new challenge. God, that people that aren't afraid to submit to the pastor when he challenges to fast and to do something different than we've ever done before. God, that we begin to see the results of our commitment to you, Lord, through prayer and through fasting and through giving. And so, Lord, I pray tonight as we are here, as we're gathered together, Lord, we've worshiped you, we've given to you, and Lord, now we just want to just fellowship with one another, and God, I pray that, Lord, as I look to that wall down there that says begin to build, I pray, God, that this year the dirt gets broken, the ground gets turned over, and concrete gets poured and steel structures begin to take shape out there. And Lord, the vision and the excitement of what you're doing in this place and what you're going to do, God, just explodes. Lord, I look forward to the first $1 million contribution that we receive here at this church to fund this building. I'm believing you for that in 2024. Believing for a $1 million gift. Believe with me. Crazier things have happened than that. So, Father, I just thank you to that end. Lord, for lives to come to the saving grace and the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, Lord. That this place would truly be the perfect place for people who aren't. So, Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you, God, I cherish every life in this place tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that you would knit us together. That every little ism and every little schism that tries to establish itself and rise up in our congregation, in our family, in our body, Lord, I pray that you would put it down in the name of Jesus. That no root of bitterness would begin to grow in the hearts and the lives of your people. That, Lord, there would be no wedge of division driven into the lives of your people. That, God, we would be a people in one mind and in one accord, pressing forward to the high calling in Christ Jesus. Lord, to establish Jesus Christ in Myrtle Creek, Oregon. And, Father, I thank you for it. God, I pray you bless the food, bless the fellowship. Lord, I pray for laughs and giggles as we watch this video. What? Huh? Yes, you may. But you have to come over here. Yeah. Come on.
Okay. So, myself and Pastor and Tammy, and there's maybe a few others, probably Mike and Kathy. I'm sure Mike and Kathy. I just got off the phone with Pastor Basil. And told her we were having a watch night service. And I said, there are plenty of us old people, probably don't know how many are going to stay up past 9 o'clock or so. But when they started, when they came to Myrtle Creek,
Yeah. They
have, you know, Brother B's gone on to be with the Lord. She's never stopped praying for this community.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of prayers have gone up for Myrtle Creek and for this church.
Right.
And I told her about our new building going to be going up here pretty soon. You know, it just blessed her heart.
Amen.
But I got something I want to read.
Okay.
Okay. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add that in. That's free. Thinking about this a little while ago while we were singing and worshiping. I can't even find it. Oh, I lost it. I lost it.
You lost it?
I did.
What in the world?
I don't know. I don't know.
Still in there.
Everybody's probably, most everybody has probably read the Footprints in the Sand poem. Well, as we were worshiping tonight, and I just know as God brought this for me. So in that poem, it talks about two sets of footprints. And at some point in your life when the things are not going quite right, you have some downs, there's one set, right? Because Jesus is carrying you. If we could look, if you could just say, God, I want you to show me every day this past year and see how many of those days out of 365 there was only one set. Yeah, how many days of the past year has he carried you? So for me, I'm not going to make any New Year's resolutions because it just never works out. But a goal for me this next year, you know, I just know if I could see every day, it'd be one set of footprints a lot, a whole lot. So my goal for this coming year is to be able to see two sets a whole lot more often. That my walk is stronger and I'm walking with him instead of him carrying me. Amen.
That's a good word. Good job, brother. Amen. Hey, just real quick, let me say thank you to the people watching online. I never in a million years dreamed that I would be online streaming around the world, but here we are. And so I want to thank them for watching and for contributing, for giving to this ministry. And I want to say thank you to that. And so have a good evening. You can't share with the food with us, and so we're just going to say goodnight to you. God bless you, and we'll see you later. See you next year. Amen.